are above. You are not the tail. You are the head. There is an anointing to overtake. This level of speed, let me say something to you. This level of speed is not common. Unfortunately, it's the most non-speed in churches. Almost every church they talk about this is speed. Elijah overtook the chariots. But in this speed, what happens is that it doesn't matter who started when. Even people who started before you, they can wake up in the morning, you're above them. One man who uses speed so much is David. Imagine David killed one man and everybody began to sing songs. They said David killed what? Tens of thousands and saw only a thousand. How? Do you know how many battles King Saul fought? King Saul fought dangerous battles. King Saul defeated so many enemies of Israel. But only one defeat. In fact, he only killed one man, Goliath. Do you know the giants King Saul killed? The most dangerous battle that King Saul fought. Do you know what it was? He fought dangerous battles. But one battle, one business, the day you're going to do one event. A particular speed that people will declare and say, no. King Saul, I understand him. People say, well, why was so jealous of David? I understand him. How do I kill thousands? And David kills one. And you begin to sing songs. All women and all people, the whole country, they say, no, David has done better than Saul. King Saul said, what's going on over here? He did not understand that the man had entered a realm where overtaking is inevitable. You cannot avoid him. You cannot stop him. One event is above you. You will start something. It doesn't matter who is there. I can tell you this. You will overtake everybody. So in 1 Kings 18:46, it simply talks about Elijah using it, running and overtaking chariots. So overtaking is allowed. Then we also see it in the New Testament. Jesus said, those who are behind, they shall be in front. And those who are in front, they shall be the last. What was he talking about? So look at yourself. Where are you? If you are behind, the speed is coming. You will be in the front. Somebody shall receive in the name of Jesus. Are you still following? I'm trying to make it as fast as I can. How to activate this? Identify where you feel left behind. Identify. Don't just listen to my message. Identify where you feel left behind. And command speed to overtake. Declare, I outrun every chariot. I overtake every system. I overtake with glory. In 2 minutes, let me give you an introduction of one other speed which I'll finish tomorrow. It is known the Philip teleported speed or the Philip speed. In Acts 8, verse 39 to 40.
Now, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea.
Did you hear that statement? He did not appear. He was found in Azotus. Did you hear that? The man first was in Samaria. He was having a crusade in Samaria. As he's doing the crusade in Samaria, he disappeared and found himself in the desert, meeting an Ethiopian eunuch. He baptized him and disappeared and found himself in Azotus. Now, the question must be, is it the same God or he changed? Answer my question. Is it the same God he was worshipping, you're worshipping, or you are worshipping a different one? So why the delay? In this one, you may be found in poverty and appear in prosperity. You are too slow. You may be found in financial debt and appear in financial freedom. You may be operating in sickness and appear in healing. It's the same spirit Mary was using. She slept a virgin and woke up pregnant. How? I want you to believe God for such type of things to happen. I want you to believe God. To say, God, I know you can do it. You did it and you do all the times. And I've seen you in this ministry doing it. And do it for me again. I want to appear where I'm going. I want to be found in my destiny. Am I talking to you? Are you hearing me? Get ready. There's an anointing of speed. That you can appear where you're going. In God's kingdom, God requires haste. Things must be done fast. If God tells you, do this, it has to be done immediately. At the very same time, God things also happen fast. Now, when you operate in haste, God too operates in haste. Supplementary scriptures. All right, let's go to Psalms 119, verse 60. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. I made what? Haste and did not delay. So if God commands, gives you an instruction, you must be haste. And he says, I did not delay. Meaning to say, you can actually delay. Now, when you operate from the realm of hastening, where you do things very fast, for God's kingdom, God too will begin to make things happen very quickly. So I told you the speed of haste, where something has to be done in haste. And the other word for haste is the word urgency. In Genesis 22, verse 3, the scripture says, so Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey. Imagine that. Did you hear that? And took two of his young men with him, and Isaac, his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Did you see that? So God spoke to him at night. I want you to give me your son as an offering. The Bible says early in the morning. There was nothing like I would do it another time. The Bible says early in the morning. I'm teaching this because there's somebody watching me. Someone who's here. God has given you a calling. He wants you to move in haste. At that hour, I'm talking to somebody, right? At that hour, When God speaks to you to do something, it needs you to operate in haste. Why? Because in his kingdom, things happen very quickly, very fast. The reason why so many of you wonder why things are taking so long to happen, and I told you this, I'm telling you again, it is because they are your business. They're not God's business. The moment you say, I am doing this for my family, it's not God's business. What has God to do with what you're doing for your family? I told you, God is generational. God, when he called Abraham, he told Abraham that, Abraham, I'm about to do something, but it's not you who see it. He said, I will make you great, but not because I want you to be great, because I want you to have this land. Hello? And your children, their children's children, they will be captured or they will go and stay in another country for 400 years. And when they come back, they'll be possessing this land. Now imagine someone is telling me about 400 years ahead. You will not be there. You won't even know who will be there. Whether they will be nice people or foolish children or grandchildren, you have no idea. But God had 400 years ahead. And whatever Abraham was benefiting, it was not for him. It was for the what? 400 years ahead. Because God is generational. And the 400 years ahead, it will be his, the people he will choose to be his country. Now imagine you where you are. If you are praying now, if God has to bless you, God has to see what you will do for his kingdom, an impact that will be relevant 500 years to come. You know? I'm telling somebody, right? In Isaiah 45, God is raising a man by the name Cyrus. And God tells him, he says, I will go before you. I will open doors, the doors of money. God is saying that. And I will leave your doors open so that people can bring in money. But then he continues, for my servant Jacob's sake, for my country Israel's sake. So there must be for something that is of God. Why? You need a blessing? Because God has got people out there who are poor. God has got a gospel that must be preached. I'm talking to somebody right here. Now, if you just come here to watch the service in the mind, you say you want a miracle and so you can use it and you are tired with your problems, you're watching a wrong channel. But if you are here because you want God to, you want to live in your purpose where you want God to bless you so that you can also become a blessing, keep on watching. So as I told you before, when God will appear to Abraham, the reason Abraham will be blessed, it is so simple. God says, I'll bless you so that you can become what? A blessing. So why believers pray and they begin to say, but I don't see this thing. Why is God not answering me? It's so simple. It is not in God's business. What you do must be God's business. Because in his kingdom, there is haste. Imagine the speed of David that he goes to war without weapons. And he arrives there and he says, do you have some weapons? They say, king, you didn't come with any weapon. He said, no. The king's business required haste. So I rushed without even carrying weapons. That's how God wants you to act. You should treat things of God in that way. That you must actually say, I can do anything for the things of the kingdom. As I'm speaking to you right now, there are people who say, no, I must fix this first. I have got this project, and then I will do things of God. No wonder your things will take time. Where God is involved, be fast, and you'll see God moving fast. So I'm here. The things of the kingdom requires what? If God is telling you, start mining, don't waste. just start taking steps of faith, everything will follow. As long as what you are doing, you know it has got an agenda for the kingdom. I promise you, there shall be speed. Am I talking to somebody right here? There shall be what? You won't even, don't even think twice about it. But if it is to save your personal interests, there'll be delay. Because the script in the book of James, it says you ask, you don't have, because you want to spend those things for your own purpose. Verse 3, James chapter 4.
You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures.
Exactly. You have to set up your projects, your ventures, not just as business as usual. They must be throne backed, heaven backed. There must be weapons, there must be altars. Your business must be an altar. And let's see if a demon can stop it. Let's see if capital can stop it. The speed that will happen with the things of God is different. Did you notice Abraham went to Egypt poor? But when he came back, he was a rich man. The type of speed that happened, you cannot tell it. If you're having somebody next to you say, the king's business requires haste. Now ask your neighbor, is it your business or the king's business? Is it your job or the king's job? Is it your position or God's position? Say, from today, I surrender to God. I give God my projects. I give God my position. Oh Lord, be in control. Say amen. We also looked at divine acceleration, right? And I told you, on this one, God makes things move. They are moving already, but he makes them move even more faster. When God puts you at divine acceleration, he makes things. I have seen it with myself. I have seen God accelerating time, events, things, moments. That I'm like, how? Things are moving. But then you just wonder. That you even start wondering, how would I manage to control this? Things will begin to move at the speed of light. Amos 9:13. Yes, indeed. It won't be long now. Meaning to say it was long. But now, it won't be long. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast. Yeah, somebody say so fast. It's not saying fast. It says things will begin to happen. Things will begin. Will be. Gain. Meaning to say that it's an event that will begin to start happening. Things will begin to happen so fast. And it says your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You know what it means? Heels. When I say heels. You know what it means? Things, everything running to you. Was on heels. An idiom. Where things are rushing to you. It says things will be on the heels. Another miracle is coming running. Another one. Another. Then the Bible says. And the Bible says. And the, look at the scripture. It says. And things on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look. Blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. This is another level of speed. I have seen it before. I see it when I pray for it, it appears. I always tell God that, God, if what you give me will make me pray less, look at you different, I don't need it. Am I talking to somebody right here? If it will bring pride, I don't need it. I don't want it. I want something that will even get me closer to you. There's a difference between the blueprints of heaven and the systems of Babylon. The world and all its systems from the book of Revelation are systems of Babylon and Sodom. They are Sodomic. The things of God are Zion-backed. There must be difference. We will not think how the world is thinking and expect God to put his blueprint. He will never. The things of God are of God, and the things of the world are of the world. When the wisdom of heaven appears, the whole wisdom of the world is humbled. I'm telling somebody, right? I was talking to one of my sons today. I said, do you know the moment the wisdom of God appeared through Joseph, everyone in Egypt with their wisdom, they looked nonsense and useless. They were billionaires. Egypt, I'm telling you, in those days, Egypt was not a small country. You must, and through today, people study the then Egypt of the pyramids and the pharaohs. It was not a small Egypt. Modern civilization, most of it began there. Imagine with all those intellects and elites, Joseph stood up above everybody's wisdom. The man had an economic, oh my God. The man had an economic model from heaven that surpassed everybody's thinking. This is what we're talking about. We will appear in this system and show the world the divine wisdom. In finance, in education, in everything, in families, in everything, we are appearing as the Jesus nation. Somebody shout yes. Babylon was not a small country. In those days, Babylon was an empire. It was more stronger than the British Empire. Babylon colonized so many countries. But when Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego appeared with their wisdom, everybody shook. Their economy shook. Until they said, we know you are foreigners, but be our prime minister. And Daniel was appointed to be the prime minister because of the wisdom. This is what we're talking about. Why you, where you're working, they can't see the wisdom. Why you, where you are, people cannot see the wisdom. We are God's people. Let the world see the divine wisdom. They see how we do business. And they wonder, how is it doing it? How are they doing it? And this is how you will shine. And Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Hallelujah. Somebody say, in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, here I come. Say, you world, you are not yet prepared for my appearance. As long as it will save the king's purpose, there will be divine acceleration. God said things will begin to happen very fast. He says, and you will be so shocked one after the other. He says, you'll be like, everywhere you see blessings. This is divine speed. And I told you before. So the supplementary scripture is Isaiah 65, verse 24. Now, this one, this is divine acceleration. Hey,
it shall come to pass that before they call, imagine, I will answer.
Imagine.
And while they are still speaking, I will hear.
Did you hear that? It says, before you even begin to pray, God has already answered you. What type of speed is this? He says, even before you start speaking, God has heard you. Because now God sees your intentions. He sees 500 years in the future. God is immediate. Imagine whatever God was doing with Abraham. God was seeing us. 4,000 years later, here we are. It all began in Abraham's house. Whatever we are doing in this room, it all began in Abraham's house. Can you become like that too? Imagine when you die, it just be you. Then you, they bury you. That's it. You'll be forgotten. That's it. No. Somebody say no.
No.
I'll cause an impact. So God is going to pour out His Spirit, His presence on the people. To an extent, the whole scripture says, in the last days, I shall pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And then two things will be done. Visions and dreams. They're not talking about dreams where you are seeing a dog chasing and you wake up and saying, that I had a vision. No. When they say they shall see visions, it doesn't mean that the visions where you are praying, you are praying, you are praying. Then you say, ha, when I was praying, I saw something moving like, phew. That's what the Bible is talking about. It's talking about there shall be visionaries, visionaries. Am I talking to somebody right here? The Spirit of God shall rest upon the church, and men and women shall have visions. They shall have big dreams. You should check all the visions that people are seeing in the Bible. Check those visions. They were leading them into something. It's not like they had just something like, I saw something like a red flag. Like, pew! Ha, I'm seeing these days. It want to pay rent. Divine acceleration. Before they even pray, God just put up a certain pressure on things to start happening very quick. You get that level. Am I speaking to you? And Jesus operated in that level when he was on earth. He goes, he said, Father, I thank you. There is Lazarus in the grave. He says, Father, thank you because you always hear me and that you heard me. Before he even prayed, God heard. He says, Father, thank you because you always hear me. Now everybody is expecting Jesus to pray for Lazarus to come out of the grave. Father, thank you because you always hear me and that you heard me. Before even he finished your prayer, he says, Lazarus, come out. How do you say you always hear me and that you heard me? You haven't prayed yet, because Jesus understood, I've reached a level where before I pray, he has already answered. Then he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus woke up. A 4 days corpse walks out of the grave. People said, hey, what's going on? There's a divine speed of acceleration. Things will begin to happen so quick, so fast. Receive in the name of Jesus. And the third one we spoke about, prophetic compression. So, to compress, I told you, it means to shorten, to cut. This is when God says, no, 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 no. I know it will happen in 10 years, but I'll cut 9 years out of the 10 years. So God has cut the time off. May God cut your time and make things happen faster. Are you here? And in Matthew 24, verse 22, can you open the scripture?
And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved.
All right, we saw that scripture. So God had to shorten the days. God shortened the days. He says, if he did not do that, no one would be saved. So God can shorten your project. In the book of Romans, let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 28. For he will finish the work and cut it short, period. He will finish what? And what?
Cut it short.
It doesn't stop there. It says, in righteousness, because the Lord will make a short work upon the earth. So if what you are doing, it is saving his interest. If what you are looking for, it will help his kingdom. God can make that thing happen very fast. Once again, raise up a hand and say, I rededicate whatsoever I have in the presence of Almighty God. Oh, Father, this is yours. Cut short the process. I want to be used by you. I want to be useful in your kingdom. Now, number four is where we go now with the immediate arrival, the immediate speed. And we saw the scripture. We went in the book of what? John 6:21. The scripture says, then they willingly
received him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going.
Did you notice? There's something there, you don't see it properly. The moment Jesus entered the boat was found where they were going. This is beyond the speed of light. Is it beyond the speed of sound? Imagine, the Bible says willingly, which means if Jesus has to be involved, you have to be willingly, you have to be willing to invite him in your project. It was a willingly act. They didn't just say come, they were willing to invite him into the boat. When he entered into it, it was found where they were going. This is a speed where you wake up in the morning, you have arrived your destiny. Ah, you didn't hear me. Huh? This week, people know you as a broke guy. The following week, everything has changed.
Powerful.
Like, how did it happen? When people can create time, it's not making sense. The level of speed that is coming upon you. In Genesis 27:40, give me message translation. Let me explain the story first. Imagine Isaac is so old. So he's releasing a blessing. And his other son, Jacob, has stolen it. Now Esau comes. Say, your blessing has been stolen. Then he says, don't you have any other remaining? Even a small one. The father says, no. Whatsoever I had, I have given to him. Then the father continues to tell him, to say that, in fact, you will save your brother. And the father continues, for you to live, you have to fight. Meaning to say, the whole life of Esau, if he has to have money, he must fight. Like some of you. Everything you will just have to, is you are living in battles every single day. He said, by the sword you shall live, and you shall save your brother. So some of you are saving banks. You work to pay banks. Some of you here, everything you do, you have to fight to get it. It's like battles after battles. But I love the part where now he continued saying, but when you get tired, you will break free and you will run away from these problems. That was the word of Isaac to Esau, to say you'll live like this until you get tired of suffering. And I say, and I'm saying it again, that I feel like we're in a season where people must be tired of saving banks, living every day fighting battles. See the scripture. What does the Bible say?
You will live by your sword.
Imagine.
Hand to mouth. And you will save your brother. But when you can't take it anymore,
imagine.
You will break loose and run free.
Imagine. It says when you can't take it anymore. How many are saying I can't take it anymore?
No, I cannot take it anymore.
It says the day you will not take it anymore, you will break loose and run free. It says you are living. You live hand to mouth. The money that will be coming will be enough for you just to eat and it's finished. That's the meaning of hand to mouth. It says, but the day you shall Say, I can't take it anymore. You shall break loose. May this become your portion. Anyone who say, I'm tired with these problems, break loose. Now hear this. I don't know if you're still following. Yeah, you see, when you have people who they are not tired with their problems, they'll even be blaming God. You say, ah, I don't know why my life is still like this. Are you there? Yes. God sees intentions. If you want speed in your life, what is it for? Number one. Two, you too yourself must be fast. Yes. When he tells you to do this, be willing, be fast. Willingness. They were willing to invite him in the boat. Things happened fast. You must be willing. You must be fast. You're thinking. You must dedicate yourself fully to the things of God. If God gives you an idea, whether it's a business, whether it's as small as it may be, as long as you are fast in doing it and knowing why you are doing it, that whatsoever prophets that will come here is not my prophet. It is God's prophets. Ah, God will say, wait. Are you hearing me? If you check in Luke, in the book of Luke, chapter 8, 5. The Bible says when Jesus was meeting Peter, he said, cast your net. He said, no, master, I have tried the whole night and I caught nothing. So on his own, he caught nothing. So Jesus said, okay, do it. Then he said, at your word, I'll do it. And he caught fish. But when he caught fish, you understand? Yes. He saw that, no, I'm not worthy in front of this man. On my own, I could not have done this. But this man, just his presence in my life, he said, depart from me. Now read the scripture. He says what?
When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me. For I am a sinful man, O Lord.
Did you see that? Yes. So Peter sees that, no. On my own, it's me who was casting the net. But there was a voice of somebody. Now you didn't hear me. Yes. But if there could be some people, I'm telling you, after catching, they could still think Jesus owes them something. I have seen people who, after helping them, they will look at you and think you owe them. And in fact, they don't say, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. They even think you are the one who is a sinner. And they don't say, depart from me, they see them who depart from you. So whatsoever you are doing, whether it's ministry, whatsoever, if there is no God you are doing for, if there is no king you are doing for, I promise you, it will not be there. Because God brings down the proud and gives grace to the humble. Your purpose must be investigated. Why do you want it? Why do you need it? Somebody say it's the king's business. And it must move with haste. So divine, haste, compression, immediate, acceleration, and then number five, we looked at what? Contractual, divine settlement. In this one, I told you before, I said, there is something that God has agreed with you. And because he sees you are moving in the same realm, he makes it happen. If you have a neighbor, give them a high five. Say, receive speed. This one, we read the book of Isaiah 60, verse 22. It says,
the smallest family will become a southern people, and the tiniest group will become a mighty nation. At the right time, I, the Lord, will make it happen.
I told you this contracture. Now, this is more technical, but I managed to explain. I'm going to explain to you again. The Bible says, at the right time, I will make it happen. A few will become a nation. A little will become a thousand. This is crazy. It means that you are operating at the right time of God. Meaning to say, you must be very sensitive. You might be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And you can be at the right time while being in the wrong place. But when this one, it is a speed because you are at the time, at the right time. It's like Forex. Somebody's trading Forex. If you trade at the wrong time, you lose it. I'm talking something, right? So there are things in the spirit where God wants you to do them at his time. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Now, imagine this. Imagine, at the right time, God says, I make things at his time. I make things small to become a thousand. This is a moment where thousands becomes millions. Millions becomes billions. Billions becomes trillions. As long as it is at the right time. This is what God does. And it's a thing that it, as I said to you before, you must pray that God give me direction. And I also said, there is a difference between direction and clarity. You may have a right direction without clarity. In other words, imagine somebody is praying, Father, I need direction. What business must I do? What business must I do? Then they got the direction. Boom. You must do the business of clothing. But they have no clarity. How to do it? What will happen? It will collapse. Then they'll be like, but God gave me direction how to do business of clothing. It's not moving. Yeah, it's not moving because there was no clarity. Maybe in the clarity, God says you should have an online shop. Maybe in the clarity, God says do not have an online shop. Maybe in the clarity, God is even telling you which clientele to focus. I'm telling you something, right? Yes. So clarity is more deeper than direction.
Yes. Oh, come on now.
God told me you're a prophet. It didn't just end there. Because I'm a prophet, yes, but I need now clarity. So in the clarity, God told me exactly what to do. So clarity helps a person. And in this, it is where a person must pray as a believer. Pray for direction and clarity. Don't just pray for direction. Direction is for babes. Those who are kids in the spirit, they will end at direction. But when you mature the way you have matured now, stop praying for direction only. Pray also for what?
Clarity.
I'm telling you, clarity is different with the direction. Because direction, you can come to the prophet or to anybody and say, I need for direction. And most often, when people say, I need direction, I don't say anything to them. Because I know that even if I give them direction, they'll hit the wall and they'll blame me. I want direction. Should I resign or continue work? I'll be like, just wait. Because even if they resign and they have no credit now. And then they come back and then they say, Papa, remember when I came for direction to say, should I resign my job? You said I should. I said, yes. Hey, I'm now broke now. Nothing is moving. Raise your hand as I receive clarity. No, be serious. Raise your hand as I receive clarity.